We now commence with chapter number 2 under the Trademarks Act, which talks about infringement of a registered trademark. Friends, I think I've already mentioned an infringement is a violation of a monopoly right or to break the law when a person has the exclusive right over the mark. So when a third person or any other rival manufacturer uses such a mark, it amounts to an infringement. Of course, this right is available only to a registered proprietor, but not to an unregistered proprietor, because as far as an unregistered proprietor is concerned, the right of action is passing off, which is a common law remedy. And the main difference between infringement and passing off is that infringement applies only to identical similar goods. Whereas a passing off, what you do is you take the goodwill or the reputation of a particular brand name and you use it in any other trade, any other line, which is not identical. So where you do it on a different area or a different kind of trade, the action is called passing off. We now look into the area as far as infringement is concerned. Infringement of registered trademarks, section 29 and 30. It is done by an unregistered proprietor or by a person using a mark by way of a permitted use in the course of trade. That is, it is usually undertaken by a person who uses this mark by way of a permitted use in the course of trade when it is absolutely identical, its identity is similar to a registered trademark which is already there in the market. It is likely to cause confusion on the part of the public. The registered trademark has a reputation in India, and the use of such a mark without due course takes unfair advantage, which is detrimental to the distinctive character, the repute of the registered trademark by spoken words or a visual representation. We have a case of Cox Distillery versus Chemical Works. Now here is it's Cox Distillery versus McDowell. Here is an area whereby the word diplomat was used by McDowell's, which is a well-known brand as far as whiskey is concerned. This Cox Distillery has used a mark which was called as Chemical Diplomat Works. Now here the word diplomat is common, but then it is in the same line of production of goods wherein McDowell is also known for its whiskey, and here was an infringement carried on by the company which was called as Cox. So can there be an infringement? Yes, there is an infringement. We had a very recent case quoted sometime in 2015, which were two places of restaurants at Carter Road in Bandra. One was called Carter Blue, the other was called Carter Express. There was a suit for infringement whereby Carter Blue said the word Carter cannot be used. The courts held, sorry, Carter is a road name in Bandra, and this is something which is common to everybody. And therefore, such a name cannot be used as a monopoly right as far as any eatery is concerned, because the significance as far as a mark is concerned is only with regard to the line of production and not with any road name. So therefore, the suit was dismissed as not to be an infringement. So this depends on the phonetic area of resemblance where it is attached to the manufacturer and notice exactly wherein it is as regards any road name or any other area. Suits for infringement and reliefs. It can be done only by a registered proprietor wherein the court may give injunction. Injunction, a stay order by the court asking the rival trader to surrender the label, the packages, or to completely forfeit or terminate the mark with immediate effect is called as injunction. Grant damages. Whatever will be the loss of profits that is sustained by the manufacturer is sought to be compensated by the unregistered proprietor, and any account of profits which is the direct consequence due to the breach is sought to be given with or without any order for delivery, and the infringement labels and marks for destruction or erasure must be delivered by the rival trader unto the court. However, there will be only nominal damages when in relation to certification or a collective trademark, where it is only the damages that are sustained by the plaintiff is recoverable and not any other damages. Now, what are the defenses that the rival person says? He says, I'm sorry, I'm innocent. I was not aware of the existence of the trademark, or the trademark was also not renewed and therefore I thought it was already an expired trademark. And these are some of the defenses that are available to a rival trader or the defendant who is an opposite party in the suits for infringement. Prohibition on registration of certain marks, which means certain marks, as in the case of an atomic energy, as in the case of any biodiversity, cannot be registered. So what are the three areas which it cannot be registered? Chemical elements which are commonly used, that is, it is an admixture in case of pharmaceutical concerns where two salts are combined together and you want it to be a singular chemical element, and this is sought to be marked as a registered mark, will not be given at all. And therefore, commonly used and accepted names of any chemical element or a compound cannot be registered. International non-proprietary names. These are ones which are described by WHO. WHO stands for the World Health Organization. You have UNO, UNESCO, ILO. Now, all these names are attached to a world body. These names cannot be used and therefore is notified in the prescribed manner by the registrar from time to time. Finally, names or representations of living persons. We cannot have a Gandhiji or a Jawaharlal Nehru or a Shastri's name attached as far as a trademark is concerned, or any persons who have recently expired, and over a period of 20 years, if they are no longer there, they are deceased persons, their names cannot be attached just because they are well known and they are reputed. You just cannot use their name as far as the manufacturing of your product is concerned, which is totally banned. I now come to the area which is called as assignment and transmission. Well, friends, what is the difference between assignment and transmission? Assignment, I transfer it to some person for a valuable consideration. This is called assignment, which is by means of the money being parted unto me. And this man is called as the assignee. Transmission, original proprietor dies. By operation of law, it goes to the legal heirs or the children of the deceased. This is called transmission, where they apply for the same with the registrar, and this is called a transmission process. A registered trademark shall be assignable and transmissible with or without goodwill of the business in respect of either all or some of the registered goods or services. The proprietor of the registered trademark has the power to assign the trademark for any consideration. As I said, as far as assignment is concerned, it is always for money. Now, whenever there is an assignment, the assignee is required to put up an advertisement in the newspapers or in the trademark journal stating that this trademark of the proprietor is now assigned to me and I'm allowed to use the trademark. Because there could be some opposition by any other person interested. So if there is an opposition, the assignee is required to make it clear and say that it is already intimated to you that the trademark is assigned to me. A certification mark. What is a certification mark? The proprietor satisfies and tells the public, look, I have an ISI mark, I have an egg mark, I have a hall mark as far as my goods are concerned. So I'm competent to be the proprietor and I can take a registration for my goods with the registrar. It is called as a certification mark. Such a certification mark shall be assignable and transmissible only as a whole and not separately. The registrar may approve the assignment or transmission. However, as far as assignment or transmission is concerned, assignment must be with a legal document. There has to be a document of title. It will have to be registered. There has to be proof of the assignment as well as the transmission as far as succession is concerned, whether it is valid or not. And therefore, both of them go through a legal process whereby documentation is required to be submitted as an evidence with the registrar. A registered user of a trademark, however, has no assignable or transmissible right. That means he is a man who, along with a registered proprietor, is allowed to use, but he can only use, he cannot assign, he cannot have it given without the consent of the original proprietor. And therefore, Section 54 makes it very clear that a registered user of a trademark shall have no assignable or transmissible rights. Thank you very much, my friends. Here, we have now understood what exactly is infringement and the areas as regards assignment and transmission of trademarks. Thank you very much.